Hello and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Gemma Houghton and here are today's top stories. Search engine product research is on the decline in France, Nigerians lead the way in African e-commerce, and Israel looks to strengthen its control of social media. Research has found that French internet users are using search engines at a much lower rate than in the past. A study from Mappy asked those aged from 18 to 64 how they researched products online, and saw that only 63% of respondents used search, down from 78% in 2015. The number of people using a brand's own website has also decreased. In contrast, specialist e-commerce sites such as Amazon have grown in popularity, with 51% of people using them for research, and classified ad sites and apps also saw increases of 5% over the same period. Unsurprisingly, social media channels have also become more common research platforms for consumers. A study from Geopoll has found that Nigerians shop online more than any other sub-Saharan African country. The survey was conducted on the company's network of 200 million users in Nigeria, South Africa, Uganda, Kenya, and Ghana. While 66% of Nigerians bought something online every few months, it was found that over half of Ugandans and Ghanaians had never purchased anything on the web. Surveys revealed that the reluctance to shop online stems from lack of trust, shipping costs, unsupported payment methods, or because a friend had had a bad experience. The problem is compounded by the fact that over 90% of Africans have no internet access. This data was revealed by Internet World Stats Report for Africa 2016. The report says the lack of online access now makes these people illiterate, meaning that expanding internet connections into rural areas is a step in the right direction of social development. Internet censorship looks set to continue as a global challenge during 2017. Israel has begun drafting laws that would allow the country to remove content from social media platforms. The draft law will go up for final approval by the Israeli government soon and would allow authorities to have content liable to lead to murder and terror removed immediately. The intent to remove this content follows the arrests of users who have spoken out against Israel, such as Anas Abudabas, who was held for 4 days by police after posting what were considered threatening comments referencing wildfires in Israel on Facebook. Similarly, a clampdown on social media posts has also taken place in South Korea. Naver has been asked by authorities there to remove real-time search words from the service at government's requests. According to a report by an industry group in the country, the rule was put in place in 2012, but the number of removal requests is increasing, hitting an average of around 9 requests per day by mid-2016. Slovenia is seeing strong e-commerce growth, according to a survey by Shoppers Mind. The research shows that the number of Slovenian e-commerce companies has reached around 3,000 stores, with 92% of internet users in the country shopping online. These results have helped the Slovenian e-commerce industry grow by around 40% over the past 12 months. It also found that the use of homegrown business is growing, with 47% of shoppers exclusively using domestic stores, up from 43% in 2015. The CEO of the comparison shopping platform Senegé said that the market is also being helped by a few specialist online retailers that are successfully expanding their activity in foreign markets. And finally, Amazon has filed a patent for airborne warehouses that would be carried by airships. The patent also suggested that these warehouses would carry delivery drones that could deliver parcels to nearby buyers. Whilst Amazon has not commented on this, the plans would bring an end to the issues that drones have when delivering to locations outside their current short-range limitations. The airships themselves would hover at heights of up to 45,000 feet, meaning that drones would use very little power as they use gravity and small directional changes to reach their location. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.